It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon, Ed. Welcome back to Hayes, Kansas and Gross Coliseum. Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hayes State, the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network for the Bearcat men. They come in 15-2, 7-2 in MIAA play. Fort Hayes State comes in with a 12-5 overall record. They're 5-3 in the conference action. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. Matt Gorder, really the big story coming into this one, we thought was going to be coming off of a loss Thursday against Nebraska Kearney, trying to rebound from that, but we got a little bit of a bigger story coming off of this one. Justin Pitts out for the day.
That's right. Justin Pitts had a collision in the game at Kearney, and he kind of came to the sideline, and I think I remember that play. He had kind of one of those looks on his face, which he's had all the time because he has collisions all the time when he's driving with the basketball, and it turns, and they asked him if he was fine. He said he was good after the game. He didn't feel real well, and so they went ahead and yesterday morning did a concussion check on him, and he didn't pass. So the one good thing out of it is if Northwest can get a win here today without Justin Pitts, he gets more than a week off of game action and basketball and has some time to recover from this. So if it's going to happen, it's probably a decent time, but it's a tall order for Northwest to try to bounce back from that loss.
And again, it's Northwest and Fort Hays State. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group in St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And welcome back to Hayes, Kansas on the Fort Hays State campus, Northwest and Fort Hays State. Again, the Bearcats are 15-2. Fort Hays State is 12-5. Conference-wise, the Bearcats 7-2, and the Tigers come in 5-3. This is a Fort Hays State team that's just on the verge of really getting a lot of good things going this year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They've got some good talent. They're just trying to pull it together, and they've been able to play through that, but they've got some guys that can make some noise. They've got this Gilliam, who really is the gel of this team, and we got to watch out for him today. But if they get a few guys going, a lot like what we saw against Nebraska Kearney the other night, they can be a very dangerous team.
Reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll back have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. and from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Hayes, Kansas. Before our matchup this afternoon between Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, your team coming off a very tough loss on Thursday against Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids played hard in that game. I thought that Kearney played really well. I don't know that we're doing the little things that we need to do to win games. And I think that's an urgency thing. It's a hunger thing. And hopefully we've addressed that this last day. And today we played with a little more hunger, a little more purpose.
One of the things in that game, it just seemed like you were a possession or maybe two possessions away from getting some positive things going in that game. You just couldn't get that one possession to get things rolling.
Yeah. You know, and part of that is it makes it difficult just because you're not playing with a purpose. When you're not playing with a purpose, a lot of shots that you normally hit don't go in. You know, you're not playing with as much energy, so things don't go your way as much. And then, you know, second half was just unfortunate. Missed a ton of layups, missed a ton of shots that we normally hit. But, you know, you got to focus on tonight. Hopefully we'll be ready to go.
When you talk about playing with that purpose, what are some things you talked about with the team yesterday on the off day?
You know, just literally jumping to the basketball, you know, getting on the line, getting deflections, defensive rebounding, all the little things that we haven't been doing, we need to make sure that we're doing.
One problem for today, Justin Pitts out of the lineup.
Yeah, that's a problem. But, you know, we'll compete. I think defensively, obviously, our length is going to be more of a factor this game. You can switch a lot more things, which makes it difficult to score on us. So we're going to have to really rely on our defense.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We're back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State, and Fort Hays State just a few minutes away from tip-off time. Check the starting lineups again with Justin Pitts out of the lineup today with that concussion. Ryan Welty moves into the starting lineup. Welty, a 6'8 sophomore from Parkville, Missouri, and Park Hill South. He's coming off a 5-point performance against UNK. He's averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. At the guard, Chris Ebuendel, 6'7 senior, former Severn from Norway, averaging 14.7 boards. And Xavier Kurth, 6'4", a senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Inside, Joey Wittestein, Brett Doherty, and for Fort Hays State, their lineup will look like this. Aaron Nicholson, a 5'9 sophomore from Wichita, Kansas, averaging 6 points per game ball game and just 1 rebound a contest. Also starting at a guard will be Trey O'Neill, a 6'2 junior from Scott City, Kansas, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. He's been in double figures 6 times this season. Abby Gillum, a 6'5 senior from Plainville, Kansas, starting at a forward. He's averaging 18 points and 7 rebounds a game. Had a career-high 36 points against Colorado Mines back in November and 3 double-doubles so far this year. Also, Jared Bittstum is a starter. He's a 6'7 freshman redshirt out of here in Hays, Kansas, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 15 points against Nebraska Kearney earlier this year, and he got his first start of the season this Thursday night in that Fort Hays State's win over Missouri Western. So Jared Bittstum and at the starting lineup for Hays, and also in the lineup, Marcus Cooper, a 6'3 junior from Van Nuys, California, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds. He's a transfer in from Northeastern County Community College. And he had a 17-point performance against Central Christian earlier this season. So that's the way the lineup looks for Fort Hays State. They're under head coach Mark Johnson in his 17th season with the Tigers. And he comes in with a 334-154 record and 921 seasons. And Coach Ben McCollum in his ninth season at Northwest, coming off the national championship last season. For the Bearcats, they lost to Nebraska Kearney on Thursday evening, losing 66-59. Meanwhile, the Tigers, the winners over Missouri Western, 61-42. We checked the MIAA scoreboard for this afternoon. Matchups include Lindenwood at Central, also Northeastern State at Central Oklahoma, Washburn's at Pittsburgh State. Lincoln will be at Bolivar as well. That game just getting underway. Missouri Western's at Nebraska Kearney and Emporia State at Missouri Southern. That's the way things look. A reminder that the MIAA report is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. The list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas. With Matt Porter, I'm John Coffey. Just a few moments away from tip-off time, the Bearcats and Tigers here on the campus of Fort Hays State. What a big game really coming up for Northwest this afternoon.
Yeah, it is. It's an important game when you look at the conference and regional standings. Washburn unbeaten in the conference. You look at the fact that Northern State lost yesterday. So that kind of gave Northwest some ground back that they lost on Thursday. But you know, one thing to think about with this game, Hayes at first probably thought to themselves, oh, look, no Justin Pitts, this could be good. But this is going to be a really different look offense without Justin Pitts, not something that Hayes has prepared for. So that could be something that falls into Northwest's favor a little bit this afternoon.
You know, and it's sort of a watch this afternoon, too. They're at the half in Pittsburgh, Kansas, with the Gorillas up on the Washburn Ichabods from 31-20.
Yeah.
So again, a lot of basketball left there.
And, you know, it's that way with the rest of the season. I mean, we're only midway through January. We still got about 6 weeks of basketball left in the regular season. And, you know, you're looking at roughly 12 games-ish, give or take, with some teams having some nights off. But a lot of basketball is still left to be played.
All right, every chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. As we look at the Bearcat lineup, in place of Pitts is Ryan Welty in that starting lineup, go along with Kurthendale, Wittes, and Doherty. So Ryan Welty getting a chance here. He's been struggling a little bit the last several games from the field. Maybe getting the start will be good for him just to go out and play a little bit relaxed and get some things on track today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then you look at Kurth, who's been in the starting lineup. He'll be starting at the point guard position in Justin's spot. So that'll be, even though he's been in the lineup, a little bit of a change for him from the beginning. So we'll see how he's able to handle that.
Just a couple minutes away from a tip-off time. A reminder that our officials for today's game, Tim Greenwood along with John Weimers and Jeff Westover, waiting for the video board to finish up with a little bit of a promotional video before the tip-off plays here. As we mentioned at the start of the women's broadcast, here at Gross Coliseum since our last time here, which back in 2014. They've done a lot of nice things to really improve the fan experience. A new video board that's installed here today right on top of the court. New chairs, back seats on the sides here to go on the lower bowl. And we've also finished of the court as well, which is something that's not necessarily really noticeable, but it is noticeable for the players involved here. So they've done a lot here at Gross Coliseum, and what was a very good facility, and even now a better facility.
Yeah, you know, even with that work right in here in the Coliseum with the scoreboards, the new video boards, and all that sort of stuff, they've even done some renovation work out, like in the bathrooms and stuff like that. So, it's a neat facility. It's very unique. I mean, of course, all facilities in the MIAA are different, but this one very unique compared to the rest of the MIAA with the bowl shape that it has. I guess if you've been to White Auditorium before, it's kind of like White Auditorium, but it's got a lot bigger feel. The fans aren't necessarily right on top of you like they are at White Auditorium, but a neat place to come and see some basketball. And, you know, it's a little bit ironic. We've talked a few times about how Northwest has not played here for 4 years. Well, this was going to be the one game that they were going to get to see Justin Pitts here in Hayes, Kansas, and he's not playing today, so I know they're a little bummed. There were a lot of people talking about that before the game, saying, hey, we can't wait to get a chance to see Justin Pitts here. He's never played here before. Well, sorry, guys.
Yeah, he is something special, and even the opponents really enjoy watching and seeing what Justin Pitts can do and go out and do on the basketball court.
Yeah, basketball fans appreciate what they see out of a good quality opponent, and you know, with Justin and the way he carries himself and the type of player that he is, he's a very likable guy as well. You don't see a lot of emotion out of him. He's not one of those that'll go beating his chest when he hits a big shot down the court, and I think that makes opponents appreciate him even more.
And Justin out of the lineup for today. In his place, Ryan Multi. We're ready to go. Brad Doherty will jump center for Northwest. And he'll jump it up against Jared Bitstam, just getting his second start at Fort Hays State. The tip is controlled by Fort Hays. They'll go from our left to our right. They're in their white uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in yellow. Northwest in their traveling green uniforms with the white trim. And white numerals half front right side high post. It's Hadley Gillum. Gillum started by Doherty. Right side pass on the wing for Nicholson. Bounce pass out to the top of the key. Marcus Cooper. Cooper with one dribble. Expires it. Goes cross court left side. O'Neill on the left corner. Fadeaway jump by Gillum is good, just inside their arc, as Hadley Gillum makes it a 2-0 Tiger lead over Northwest. Firth into the front court, takes it to the top of the key, dribbles right side, now up front Wittes. Left wing pass for Endow, has it stripped out of his hands, ball loose on the floor, and it is picked up by Gillum. Pounce pass left side on the fast break, goes to O'Neill, underneath the bucket, no, and the rebound ripped away by Northwest. And Doherty.
No, not a clean catch for O'Neill. He couldn't really get the shot off, folks. He never had a hold of the ball.
On the left side, Endow. Out front for Wittes. Looks right side, Kurth. Chest pass to the top, Welty. High post right side, Doherty. Turns, faces the basket out front. Goes cross court left, Wittes with a shot fake. Now drives the lane to the bucket on the left side and lays it up and in with the left hand. Doherty Wittes gets the Bearcats on the board. It's a 3-2 ball game. Trey O'Neill, 6'2 junior from Scott City, Kansas, across midcourt from our left to our right. Looks left side on the wing, Nicholson. Out front with a pass for Bitstam. Right side pass for Cooper. Takes the jumper again, a three-pointer. Marcus Cooper with his 10th three-pointer of the season, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Tigers over the Bearcats. Wittes expires his dribble between the circles, finds him down left side. Cats looking at man-to-man defense out of Fort Hays State. Doherty out front right, goes cross-court left, Kurth. Dribbles right side, chased by Nicholson, finds Welty, a jumper from the far right corner, misses, but he's fouled. He'll get the free throw line to shoot three.
And O'Neill, who they're going to call the foul on, also rolled his ankle as he came down, so he's in some pain. He's kind of got off the end of the court to be off the court, but he's sitting down and he's got a hold of his right ankle, and the athletic training staff looking at that right ankle right now.
And you can definitely tell he is in a little bit of pain, and they wait for this injury situation to be treated before Welty will have an opportunity at the free throw line. Now they get O'Neill up, and he is going to be taken straight to the locker room. So this will get Welty to the free throw line to shoot three. Welty this season, 8 of 8 at the line. First free throw good. We'll have one more, or actually two more, I should say. 5-3 game at the moment. His second free throw is good. It's a 5-4 contest. And one more free throw coming for the sophomore from Parkville. Right-hander puts it up and in. So Ryan gets all three free throws and ties the game up at 5. Game just underway. Kyler Kinneman into the ball game in place of O'Neill. Goes right side on the wing for Nicholson. Out front, Biscom. Doing the circles with the pass for Cooper. Hard to buy in down. Looks left side for Dillon. Off the drive and goes right side instead for Cooper. Cooper crosses over dribble, knocked loose, and is picked up by Doherty. Knocked away by Endow. Endow now across midcourt right side. Between the circles, Quittis. Drives left of the lane at the elbow, brings it out top. Welty cross court right side pass Kirk. The left-handed dribble takes it top the key. Right side on the wing and down. Now low post for Doherty on the right side. Trying to post up with Bitstam underneath the bucket. Reverse layup, left side good. Brett Doherty, his first bucket, and Northwest with the lead, 7-5. Into the front court, with the dribble is Kyler Kinnerman. Dribbles left side on Kurth, bounce pass into left corner, and a fadeaway three put up and missed by Gillum. Rebound Northwest. And now we'll bring it across midcourt, left side. Finds Welty out near the jump ball circle for Wittes. Right side two and down, low right Doherty. Now with the dribble again, double team, finds in Kurth cutting down the lane. His shot blocked from behind, but we're going to have a goal stand, I believe, on Marcus Cooper.
So, yeah, he got a piece of the basketball after it had hit the backboard. And anytime that happens, they're going to count it.
So a 9-5 Bearcat lead, 16:53 left in the first half. Kinnerman into the front court to the top of the key. Looks right side for Nicholson. It's Welty on him. Takes one dribble, bounce pass low right for Gillum. Turns faces the bucket, wants to drive on Doherty. Cuts off the baseline, and the turn's coming up. Gillum picks up the foul. That's his first. Good job by Doherty. He saw that coming and got over to the baseline quickly and was set up to draw the charge.
That's paying attention in the film session, knowing whoever you're guarding, what his moves are, what he likes to do. And Doherty saw that coming, got his foot outside the baseline. So had Gillum tried to go around him, he would have been out of bounds.
9-5, Northwest in front. Kurth on the left wing between the circles. Wittes right side and down. High post right, Doherty. Trying to post up with Gillum this time underneath the bucket. Lobs into the left corner, Kurth. Now to Doherty, low left. And down, left wing. Now we'll drive through the lane as he goes through. A collision inside, and this time we're going to call the travel before the collision, and the turnover will give the ball to Fort A State. A 9-5 Bearcat lead over Fort A State. 16-17 left in the first half. Kyler Kinnerman looking over at the sideline, and his head coach, Mark Johnson, will take it across midcourt, dribbles left side. Doherty checks off on him. Bounce pass out front at the top of the key for Gillum. Guarded by Kirk. Turns, takes the jumper just inside the arc and knocks it down. 4 points for Gillum. Her average is just under 18 points a game. Northwest up by 2, 9-7. Kirk walks into the front court, left side Welty. Out near the jump ball circle for Wittes. Dribbles a couple times to the left wing. Expires the dribble. Brings it out top Doherty. Quick pass right side Kirth. Pick and roll back to Doherty. Baseline right. Dribbles with the left hand. Takes it into the lane. Shot fake up for the shot in the lane. Rims around it in. Grant with 4 points. And Matt, the way this game's starting, you really sense that it could be a big day for Doherty inside.
Yeah, it could be. If they can continue to get him in into him inside, he's going to be able to score.
11-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Nicholson between the circles. Out front left for Grant Holmes, who just checked into the game. Gillum right side on the wing. Hands off Nicholson. Between the legs with the goal. Steps back, wants the three, and it's good. Had a quick little move to the bucket, got Welty to head that direction. Then Nicholson stepped back behind the arc and knocks down the three. It's an 11-10 Northwest Missouri State lead, 14:56 left in the first half. Welty left side, guarded by Kinnerman. Now to Doherty, to Kurth, back to Doherty, low right side. With the dribble to the baseline, spins, up for the low right-handed, or other left-handed hook, comes up just a little short, grazed the rim, tried to put it over Peyton Stevens, and here comes Fort A State left to right. Gillum out to the top of the key, right side Nicholson. cross court, left side pass, finds Holmes. Out to high post, left, Gillum. Turns, takes the jumper from 16 on the left, rims out left, in and out with the rebound. They'll bring it across midcourt. Northwest in this first half from our vantage point, right to the left, out top of the key, Doherty. Turns, faces the bucket, Gillum picks him up, looks left side Ferndale, steps back, wants the three on the left wing, rims around off the right side, out, rebound tip, goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Fort A. State, off of Dory Riddles. Breaking the action with 14:06 left in the first half, it's Northwest Missouri State 11, Fort A. State 10. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
AC with it, coming out of the timeout. Kinderman dribbles at the top of the key, goes cross court left side, Holmes, into left corner, Gillum, picked up by Kurth. Picks left, goes right at the elbow off the left side, trying to look low, goes into the left corner, worth a bounce pass. Finds Stevens, knocked loose, picked up by Kurth for Northwest on the fast break. Wilson, touch pass right side, goes to and down, drives, hits the layup, and a foul. Cats working the fast break to perfection after the steal, and a result with a chance for 3 points this trip down the floor.
Covered half the court without a dribble, got the shot to go, and as you mentioned, Endow with an opportunity at the free throw line.
Peyton Stevens picks up the foul, his first. And I also have a feeling this might be a big day for Endow, just the look in his eyes out there.
Yeah, it could. When you look at Endow, you know, Justin Pitts played in the Lincoln Memorial game, but didn't play real well offensively, and Endow stepped up in that game with 24 points and 15 rebounds, and another opportunity for him to step up here big today.
4-point Bearcat lead, 14-10. High post left side is Gillen. Out to the top of the key, Holmes. Guarded by Welty. Looks off the left wing for Deshaun Wilson, who just checked in. Bounce pass left for Gillen. Drives on Doherty to the left baseline. Brings it out front right side for Holmes. Quick touch pass to the right wing. Kinnaman. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. And behind a foul coming up as Kurth reached around, trying to tap the dribble away from Kyler Kinnaman. We'll get a call for the foul. That will be Kurth's first foul. And for the Bearcats, their first team foul. Fort A. State's been whistled for 3 fouls early in this one. 13-10 not left in the first half. Northwest up by 4. Dribble off the left side, Kinnaman. To Gillum at the free throw line. Dribble tip loose, picked up by Endow. Endow to Kurth, leading through the break to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Take the pass to Endow off the right wing, and then Kurth has the easy lane to the bucket for the layup. And a 6-point Bearcat lead. Kinnaman walks it across midcourt for the Tigers. Fires his dribble out between the circles. High post left for Gillum. Hands off to Kinnaman. Sets up once. The three off the front of the rim. Wilty with the long rebound for Northwest. Now to Endow. He'll take it across midcourt left side to Wilty. Out front for Ryan Hawkins, who checked in during that last dead ball. Low post right side is Doherty. With a left-handed dribble on the block into the lane. Finds Hawkins cutting through the lane. He'll get called for a travel before making his move off the blocks on the left side. And down to the bench, and Dory Wittes back into the game for Northwest. Need to mention as well that Brady Worth who is normally a starter for Fort Hays State, inside at 6'7", is out with mono, and it's really unsure when he'll be back in their lineup. So both teams playing without a couple of players, been very key to their success this season. On the left side, Wilson for Fort Hays State, out between the circles. Nicholson dribbles right side on Doherty, steps back, looks left side for Vitsdom. Drives the lane right on Hawkins. Finds a little left side, and it was on a foul. Nice little feed to Stevens. Went up with her on the low post area off the left, and he was fouled. Troy Wittes picks up the foul. That is his first foul. And this will get Stevens to the free throw line. He's a 79% shooter this season. Sophomore at McPherson, Kansas. The knee bend. And the free throw, good. The first point of the game, averages 6 a contest. He has been in double figures, though, 5 times this season. And his second free throw is good. 16-12, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 12 minutes left in the first half. Girth handling the point duties, takes it across midcourt right side, being chased by Kinnerman. Out front, Hawkins goes low right. Wittes posting up. Kicks it back out top for Hawkins. Passes the bucket. Picked up by Wilson. And an outlet left side to Kinnerman. Lays it up. Misses a layup. But following on the play, Vitsdom. He'll bring it back out. And Fort Hays State will set up the offense. Right side, Nicholson on the wing with a three-pointer. Rims around and out. And Hawkins clears the rebound for Northwest. 16-12, Northwest in front. Perth slows it up. We'll take it across midcourt. Long pass right wing. Hawkins, low right side, Doherty. Faces the bucket. Now dribbles underneath bucket. In the left corner, finds Hawkins. One dribble. Brings it out top with us. Quick pass right side, Kurt. Gets a screen by Doherty. Pick and roll. Doherty now finds Wittes. Cutting the bucket off the left side. Has the easy way. And Northwest in front, 18-12. Northwest doing a very good job moving without the ball in this first half. And Cass finding the open cutter. On the left side, Nicholson to the left wing. Fires his dribble. Cross court right side pass, Wilson. Out front left, Stevens. Hands off to Nicholson. Dribbles around Doherty through the lane. Dishes low left side, and it goes out of bounds. And it is off of Jared Vitsman, who couldn't handle the pass. So Northwest will take it and go the length of the floor.
Yeah, one thing that we aren't seeing a difference in for Northwest is their effort defensively. It has been there right from the start, and hopefully it will be there a full 40 minutes this afternoon.
Okay, Starzl checks into the game for Northwest. Also, Endow back out there as Welty will take the pass, goes between the circles. Starzl looks right side and down. And I believe underneath the basket we have a whistle and a foul coming up, and this looks to be on Fort Hays State. Play will be Grant Holmes. Check that going on Stevens instead, so that is Peyton Stevens who picks up his second foul. Things have been a little bit physical underneath the basket early in this one, and Stevens picks up that foul. Northwest in front, 18-12, as Starzl looks to inbound for the Cats. Out front, finds Hawkins, quick pass left, wing and out. He will drive the lane, and lobs it, and throws it away right off into the front row of the stands on the far side there, and goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Fort Hays State. Got a kid trying to eat some popcorn over there. No surprise. 18-12, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Cross midcourt, Wilson. Bounce pass left side for Aaron Nicholson. Now at the elbow on the right side, Gillen faces the basket, wants to drive on Wittes into the lane with a little runner, and it hits the rim, rolls around and drops. Hadley Gillen, a very impressive player. 18-14, Northwest up by 4, just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Welty between the circles for Starzl, right side and down. And work a screen by Starzl. Goes cross court left. Wittes into left corner. Welty. Low left Hawkins. Right side. Wittes. Steps back. Looks on the right corner for Starzl. Now to Wittes out front. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Left side in down. Whistle. And foul coming up. This will go on Northwest. Ryan Welty on a moving screen. We'll pick up his first foul. 9:38 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 18, Fort Hays State 14. We'll be back to Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back from the timeout, Fort Hays State with it. Gillum out between the circles right side. Northwest Missouri State in front 18-14 with 9:23 left in the half. As Gillum dribbles down the lane right side, his dribble is knocked out of bounds as Hawkins comes over, got a hand on it, and knocks it into the far right corner. So with 13 seconds on the shot clock, Fort Hays State will inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench in the far right corner by the baseline. And then inbound comes right side for Nicholson. Out front, guarded by Wittes at the top of the key. Steps back, wants the three on the way. Rattles out, and the rebound in Dow for Northwest. Cats up by four in Dow from our right to our left into the front court. Wittes out front, right side Kirk. With a height advantage on Nicholson. Kirk at 6'4", and Nicholson at 5'9". Looks left side Wittes. Chest pass right side in Dow. Dives to the baseline, to the bucket, and misses the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Vistam for Fort Hays State. Now it goes to Wilson on the fast break, right side Cooper. Between the circles with it is Bistam. Cooper on the right wing. He got the start, guarded by right side now Hawkins. Now baseline right, takes it up to 15 and hits it. 18-16, Northwest Missouri State holding on to the two-point lead. Into the front court, where the right side is Wittes. Hands off, gets it to Kirk. Out of Wittes, right wing. Bounce pass, baseline right, Doherty. Inspires his dribble, brings the pass out front, Hawkins. Touch pass, left side, Wittes, back to Hawkins. Left side, three, a long one is too hard. Rebound by Kurth inside. The putback won't go further than Sindel. Gets it again and puts it up and in. And now crashing the boards hard. Missed his first opportunity after the rebound, but got his second board and put it in. A 20-16 Northwest Missouri State lead. Wilson, right side, Cooper. Pass pass off the key, Gillum. One dribble, left wing pass, Wilson. Out front, as Doherty checks off. Coming over to help side, Hawkins knocks the ball loose. It's tipped up in there, but it goes right side, Cooper. Cooper now through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the finger roll. Marcus Cooper got it to fall. Two-point Bearcat lead, 20-18, and down to the front court right side. He is guarded by Cooper. Finds Hawkins, now low right side for Wittes. Up for the shutoff glass and good. He had a low post right side and went up over Gillum, who stayed on the floor. And he gets it to fall, and Northwest Missouri State in front now, 22-18. Wilson walks it across the 10-second line. And away from the ball, whistle. And it looks like they're pointing at Hawkins, and Hawkins will pick up his first foul. And officials really watching what's going on in the paint in this first half. Starzl and Welty in. Hawkins and Doherty go to the sideline. All right, now the Bearcats with Endow, Wittes, Welty, Starzl, and Kurth. Inbound goes to Trey O'Neill, who also checked in for Fort Hays State. Left side, Cooper. Now Frank Gillum at the top. Hand check by Endow. Bounce pass left for Cooper. Drives on Welty. Free the line. Spin move through the lane. Welty strips it away and is picked up by Wittes for Northwest. Bearcats with a four-point lead, 6:35 left in the first half.
That was a really quick spin move. It, yes, you can be a little quicker when you don't have the ball.
It makes it easier anyway.
Yeah.
And down off the left wing, looks left side for Wittes. Bounce pass low for Kurth on the baseline. Brings it, skips it right side for Wilty, low right for Starzl. Starzl takes it in the lane, spins back right side. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Shot puts it up and in. Ray Starzl with his first bucket of the game, and it's a 24-18 Northwest lead, just over 6 minutes left in the half. Trey O'Neill into the front court, looks left side, finds Nicholson on the wing. Now from Viston. Now to Cooper. Left side, Nicholson. Fires his dribble, long bounce pass toward the left corner, gets it to Viston. Out front for Gillum. Near the elbow on the right side, dribbles to the free throw line. Fadeaway jump over and down.
That guy can shoot. He takes a lot of mid-range jumpers and hits about 53% clip.
24-20 Northwest in front. That mid-range jumper, kind of a lost art in college basketball. And now to the right side, brings it out top to Key Welty. Looks right side and down. Low post for Wittes. He's on the right, trying to post up with Gillum. Brings it out front left side. There's Welty on the wing with the three. Go! Welty with 6 points. 27-20, Northwest Missouri State. Increasing their lead. O'Neill walks it across the 10-second line. Right side pass for Nicholson. Out front right, Viston. Now to Cooper. Go left for O'Neill. Low left Gillum as he tries to back down the lane. He'll get called for a charge as Endell was there on the defense.
That's the second time Gillum tried to drive and gotten an offensive foul.
And with 4:45 left in the first half, it's Northwest Missouri State 27, Fort Hays State 20. We're back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Out of the timeout, Welty at the top of the key, launches a three, and bounces around and drops down. And Welty with 9 points as he gets the start in front of Justin Pitts this afternoon, making the most of it. And the Bearcats up now by 10, 30-20 with 4:20 left in the first half. The top of the key with the dribble offside, O'Neill. Guarded by Hawkins. Now left side pass, the tip goes out of bounds. Hawkins knocks it away and knocks it out of Calvin Harrington's hands. Harrington seeing his first action this afternoon, checking in during that last timeout. Northwest by 10. O'Neill at the top of the key, dribbles right side. Gets it to Nicholson, will bring it out between the circles. They work a weave out front left. Harrington with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Goes cross court right side. O'Neill, the long three, runs out left, and the rebound Welty for Northwest. Good job defensively by the Bearcats. 3:50 left in the half. Northwest up by 10. Welty in the front court. Out front Wittes. Right side Kurth. Top the key Hawkins. Now to Doherty. So all five have touched the ball in this possession. Doherty looks left side for Wittes. Shot clock's at 8 seconds. Left side Welty, low left for Doherty. Spins on the baseline. Looks as he goes into the lane and They're called for the penalty. And now to come into the game for Northwest. And Hawkins goes to the sideline. 3:28 left in at the first half. Well, we have an opportunity. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Here we go. Let's go. Get one. Come on. 30-20, Northwest in front of Fort Hays State in Hays, Kansas this afternoon. Tyler Kinnerman between the circles, dribbles right side. Looks out front. Got the pass for Stevens. Now left side pass to O'Neill. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. O'Neill expires the dribble. Fist of Fries, right side, stripped out of his hands. With the ball is with us for Northwest. Cats really playing well defensively. 30-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. And down to Wittes right side. Now out front for Doherty. Touch pass right side for now. Just kind of almost fell down, kept his feet, kept his dribble. Now goes to Doherty, low right side. Back out to Endow. Long three, nothing but now. Got his feet under him in time to knock down that three out front. And we've got a timeout with Northwest Missouri State in front of Fort Hays State, 33-20. We'll be back right after this 32nd timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brother Steve and Dan Miller. Fort Hays State with it out of the timeout. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. 33-20. Northwest Missouri State in front. Now, right side. Ball stripped out of Gillen's hands, picked up by Northwest. Across the timeline with the dribble right side is Kurth. Bounce pass top of the key for Endow. Looks low right side for Wittes. One dribble into the lane. Dribble knocked loose, but a whistle. And we've got a 3-second violation in the lane on Wittes.
Really thought that was going to be a foul call. They tried to get a steal, and Kyler Kinnaman got a hold of the mid-forearm of Joey Wittes right as that whistle was blown.
Bearcats up by 13, their largest lead of this first half. 2 minutes left. Into the front court, Kinnaman looks right side on the wing. Stevens between the circles, Wilson. Left side, Gillum on the wing. Gillum, a dangerous guy, can play inside, post up, and then step out on the perimeter as well. Now wants to drive to the baseline. Will runner on the way, runs around and out from 15 feet, and the rebound and down to Northwest. 33-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. Welty out front with us, looks right side and down. Now to Doherty popping out, low post right side. Top of the key, Wittes. The three on the way. Rims out right. Fight for the rebound and a foul as Kurth was crashing the board between a couple Fort Hays State defenders, and Kurth will pick up the foul.
You know, that probably wasn't a foul on Kurth, but the whistle blew before contact was even made. So I'm not saying it was the wrong call, but
might have been a little anticipation.
Maybe anticipated a little bit.
33-20, Northwest in front of Fort Hays State. 1:27 left in the first half. Kinnaman into the front court. Now wants to drive on Wittes. Lots of pass into the left corner for Wilson to the left baseline. Cut off. Brings it to the left wing. Kinnaman drives baseline. Trying to go cross court. Pass tipped by Wilty, but picked up right corner. Wilson now front right side. And three put up and missed by Holmes. Rebound on the right wing. And the three put up and missed by Wilson. And now the rebound Hawkins for Northwest. Coach McCollum going to his bench frequently in this first half, getting a lot of different combinations on the floor. Right now, and Dell will take it across midcourt to the top of the key. That's a left for Wittes. Ball knocked loose and controlled by Gillum for Fort Hays State.
Wittes just took his eye off of it.
Kinnaman looks left side, Wilson, but three from the left corner won't go. Rebound, and down for Northwest. Nobody's going to get that rebound but Dell. That trip down. 33-20, Northwest Missouri State in front with 33 seconds left in the first half. And now out front, finds Doherty, turns, faces the bucket. Trying to find a cutter, long bounce pass low, left for Wittes. takes it into the lane, spins back left side up for the shot, blocked away by Gillum and picked up underneath the basket by Stevens for Fort Hays State with 15 seconds left in the first half. Kinnaman will walk it across midcourt as the Tigers look to go for the last shot. We're down to 8 seconds. Kinnaman out near the jump ball circle, now wants to drive on Wittes through the lane, bounce pass baseline right, tipped by Wilkie, picked up by Endell with 1 second left, launches it from midcourt and misses as it goes wide right. So the Bearcats go into the locker room at halftime with a 33-20 lead and a 9-0 run going into the locker room at halftime over Fort Hays State. We'll back have more for you from Gross Coliseum in East Kansas right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
We're back in Hays, Kansas at Gross Coliseum on the Fort Hays State University campus with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. At the half, Northwest Missouri State 33, Fort Hays State 20. We mentioned at the outset, but Justin Pitts out with an injury for today's game, not dressed. And the question was, how would the Bearcats react to not only the best player on their team, but probably the best player in Division II out of the lineup? And I think Northwest has reacted pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing great defense, which, you know, Justin being out, it isn't going to make a huge difference on that end of the floor anyway, as long as everybody's playing hard. They're doing that, holding the Tigers, who average, just shy of 80 points a game, to 20 in the first half. And then it helps you shoot 65%. Those misses that they were having in Kearney the other night are now makes here this afternoon.
Boy, it makes a difference in how the team looks when those shots start to go down.
It really does, and I think it was important for them to hit some early, and not on an individual basis, but as a team. Get a few shots to go down early so that, and these guys know they can shoot the basketball, they know they can score the basketball, but there's still something mentally that makes you feel a lot better when those first few go down.
Ryan Welty getting the start in place of Justin Pitts, and Welty with 9 points at halftime. I really think more importantly, too, he's doing a lot of nice things on the defensive side.
Yeah, absolutely. The guys are getting back to, because I think they were a little bit away from it at Kearney, helping with getting a hand on the ball, you know, the help side dropping down, just swatting at it, see if you can get a piece of it. And they weren't getting as much of the basketball at Kearney, where they're getting some steals off of that in this game this afternoon.
We're at the half again. Northwest in the men's game up 33-20 over Fort Hays State. Earlier this afternoon, the Fort Hays State women defeated Northwest 75-46. And when we come back, Buck Shield, the head coach of the Bearcats, will talk to Matt about that game. That's coming up in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support to the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back in Hayes, Kansas at the half of the men's matchup, 33-20 Northwest Missouri State with the lead. A little earlier this afternoon, the Fort Hayes State women with the win over Northwest. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Buck Scheel. And Buck, we talked before your game today, and you guys coming off a double overtime game, this being the fourth game in a week, that double overtime game, your team played hard for 50 minutes of that ball game, and also mentally were in that game. And you and I were just talking off the air, pretty easy game for Fort Hayes on Thursday coming into this, and I think that kind of showed from the start today.
Yeah, you know, that Thursday game was just very, very physically and emotionally demanding for our team. And, you know, it's been a physically and emotionally demanding season. And, you know, when you work that hard and fight that hard and really kind of put everything together and come up short, it kind of wears you out. But then again, you know, you've got to flip that switch and you got to be ready to play that next game. And, you know, I kind of felt this morning at shoot around and stuff, we were a little bit lethargic and just kind of mentally just not really fully into it like we were Thursday night, as well as, you know, our previous games before that. So, you know, it just comes with, you know, youthfulness and inexperience, and, you know, you can go down the list, but at the end of the day, it's college basketball, and you got to come out ready to play no matter what your excuse could be.
Looking at one player that I'm really good kind of keeping an eye on the last couple of weeks, here the last several games, you've slid Kehlani Maava into the starting lineup on a consistent basis. I know she had a few starts early, but it really starting to look like she's becoming more consistent. 13 points, 9 rebounds today. She had, I think, 9 rebounds against Kearney the other night, and it looks like she's getting a better feel.
Yeah, she's just kind of finding her niche within what we're doing, and, you know, she's done a pretty good job of, you know, having a good, for the most part, a pretty good defensive presence, with just really kind of fixing some of our help side rotational issues and being a presence there defensively. And on the offensive end, she's starting to get a little bit more comfortable down there around the basket and things like that. And so, you know, it's been good to kind of see her just kind of start to grow and have more of a presence for the program.
I would think going into next week and having the last week that you guys have just had is probably good timing, having a little bit of extra time going into next week.
It is. You know, it's going to be good to just kind of have some added days where we can just kind of, you know, get healthy, get rested, kind of rest our bodies, rest our minds, and, you know, gear up for Missouri Western on Saturday. You know, their roster's changed, their game plans have changed a little bit different from the last time we played them, and so, you know, it's basically like we're going to be preparing for a brand new opponent. And, you know, I think for us right now it'll be good, and it's good that we've got that game at home this next week. And so, you know, we just kind of we got to learn from these two games off this last road trip, and, you know, just continue to grow and get better. And, you know, I told the girls in the locker room after the game that, you know, we have to have everybody on the same page every game, you know, just like we've shown. And when you decide to take a game off individually, physically or mentally or whatnot, you know, teams are going to expose that. And, you know, we can't afford to do that with where we're at. We gotta fight, we gotta scratch, we gotta claw, we gotta do everything we can to get ourselves a win. So we'll we'll go to work this week and prepare for Western and see what happens.
All righty, Coach. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. We'll see you.
That is Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, joining us here at the half of the men's matchup. Coach Scheel's interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as the driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. At the half of the men's game, 33-20. Northwest with the lead. John will have first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at the half at Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State in front 33-20 over Fort Hays State. As we look at the total, Northwest shooting 65% from the field, 13-20, 3-6 from three-point range, and 4-4 at the free-throw line. Fort Hays State 40% from the field, 8-20, just 2-9 from three-point range. And at the free throw line, 2-2. Cats out rebounding Fort Hays State, 12-7. 9 turnovers for Northwest in the first half, and 10 for Fort Hays State. Individually leading the way for the Bearcats, Ryan Welty with 9 points. And for Fort Hays State, Hadley Gillum has 8 points. Again, the Bearcats playing without Justin Pitts, who is out under concussion protocol after taking a hard hit late in the first half of the game against Nebraska Kearney on Thursday evening. Appeared to be fine, played the second half, and then wasn't going too well after the game, and then decided yesterday to hold him out, and again was held out of today's game. Hopefully we'll give him a week for the rest to get ready for next week's game at home with Missouri Western. Again, we are the half here, Northwest Missouri State 33 and Fort Hays State 20. Back to get set for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back on the campus of Fort Hays State in Hays, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State in front of Fort Hays State, 33-20 as we get ready for second half play. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Tyrese Devine is our studio engineer. One game that we've been watching this afternoon, the Pittsburgh State men hosting Washburn. Washburn at the top of the MIAA. They were down by 11 at halftime, but they're about to come back in the second half and currently lead Pittsburgh State 62-56. That's with just over 8 minutes left in that game. Here the Bearcats will have the ball to start the second half. High post is Doherty trying to go low for it, and now cutting to the bucket. Ball goes out of bounds and a block to Fort Hays State. And second half just underway. Northwest in front 33-20. Kyler Kinneman handling the point duties to start the second half for Fort Hays State. Goes left side for Aaron Nicholson. Out front left for Vistam. Between the circles, Cooper. Long bounce pass. Nicholson on the right wing. With a left-handed dribble. Checked off by Doherty. Down to the right corner for Gillum. Wants to drive on Welty. Brings it out front. Nicholson with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Left side pass for Cooper on the wing. A fadeaway three. No, and Welty with the rebound for Northwest. Cats picking up where they left off defensively out of the first half. Welty into the front court. Wittes between the circles. Right side Kurt. Now top of the key and down. High post right Doherty. He pulls the ball, trying to find a cutter. A couple go through. Now to Wittes on the left wing. And to the left corner for Welty. Whistle. And Welty, who stepped out of bounds, came back in and took the pass and will get called for it. And the turnover will give the ball to Fort Hays State.
He caught the ball like 15 feet away from the baseline. And he's got long legs, but I'm guessing he took two steps out after being out of bounds before he caught that pass.
Of course, McCollum questioned that call just a bit as well. Out to the top of the key, Gillum. Looks right side, goes into the right corner for Cooper, drives the baseline up for the shot, no and a foul. This one will come up on Wittes, who came over to try to block that shot, picks up his second foul. And this will get Marcus Cooper to the free throw line. Cooper, a 6'3 junior, transfer from Northeastern County Junior College. Averaging 7 points a game. He has 7 points so far. Make it 8 as he gets his first free throw. 69% shooter on the year. Cooper does have a season-high 17 points against Central Christian in a non-conference game. Takes a lot of time at the free throw line. The knee bend, the free throw, rims around and in. 33-22, Northwest in front of Fort Hays State. Kurth handling the point duties in place of Pitts. Takes it across midcourt from our left to our right in this second half. Top of the key, Wittes. Bounce pass in the lane for Endow. Little shot fake. Brings it out top of key, Wittes. Free throw line. Back to Endow, right wing. Sets up. Wants the three. Runs around and in. So Endow with his second three. 12 points to Northwest Missouri State in front, 36-22. Into the front court, left side, Cooper. Dribbles with the left hand. Hooks a bounce pass low left for Vistam. Into the left corner, Gillum. Wants the long three. Got it. He is a good-looking basketball player. He's got 11 points, leading Fort Hays State in scoring, and it's a 36-24 Bearcat lead over Fort Hays State. Endow drives to the baseline right. Brings it at the elbow right side. Doherty back to Endow. Now back to Doherty in baseline right. Skips it left side. Welty, three on the way. Got it. And Welty Murphy with 12 points.
We're seeing some great ball movement out of Northwest today.
39-25, Northwest in front. Kinnaman into the front court. Looks left. Now a dribble right. Bounce pass high post right. Gillum hands off to Nicholson. As Welty works his way through the screen, down to left corner, the pass goes to Bitstam. The long three is good. Bitstam with his first bucket of the game, and that's his sixth three-pointer of the season. Again, just getting his second start of the year. His first start was Thursday against Missouri Western. 39-28, Northwest Missouri State still with the lead, 17:05 left in the game. Going on the right side, Kurth off right wing. Cross court left, Wittes. Back to Kurth right side. Looks left side, finds in doubt, tries to drive the lane through a double team, and a reach-in foul coming up on Fort A's two. Foul will go on Marcus Cooper. That'll be Cooper's second foul. 16:50 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 39-28 lead over Fort A's two. Bearcats will inbound. Baseline left.
Scorer's table a little confused on who the foul call was on, because the official who called the foul signaled 11, and then another official came up and showed 2-0 as in to put 20 seconds on the shot clock, and so they didn't know if it was 20 or 11, even though there's no 20 in the game.
No. Right side is Wittes. Looks on the right wing and down. Low right, Kurth. Pushing up with Nicholson. Now bring it out front for Wittes. Open, top of the key, three, and her ball goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Fort A State. 39-28, Northwest Missouri State up. Into the front court goes Kyler Kinnaman, getting from McPherson, Kansas. Right side pass, Cooper on the wing. Drives to the baseline, steps back. Jumper just inside the arc, the line drive good. Went dribbling hard toward the bucket, head and down, kind of off balance, heading toward the basket, and then he's able to step back and knock down the jumper. A 9-point game, Northwest Missouri State up 39-30. Now front left side and down. Now to Doherty. That's a drive on Bistam. Stegos cross court right side for the Wittes. Left side, Welty. Well, left Doherty to the baseline left side. A hand check and a foul. Last one to go on, Jared Bistam. Bistam will pick up his first foul. Bearcats' largest lead this afternoon has been 14, currently a 9-point lead. Kurth wants to inbound, baseline left. Gets the inbound into the left corner, Doherty. Man-to-man defense played by Fort A State. Doherty drives the baseline, finds Kurth cutting to the bucket, lays it up and in. 41-30, Northwest in front, just under 16 minutes left in this game. Cross midcourt right side, Kinnaman. Looks on the right wing, Nicholson. Bounce pass, baseline right, Gillum turns, takes the jumper, and it is good. Just inside the arc off the right side. So he put that one in over Doherty. 41-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Gillum right now with 13 points. Kurth dribbling right in front of us, and a block foul coming up on Nicholson. Trying to cut off the right sideline. Nicholson picks up his first. It's also the third team foul in this half for Fort A State. Ryan Welty getting ready to inbound, does, finds Kurth right side. Back pedal near midcourt off the right. Looks left side, Wittes. Now back to Kurth off the right, to the top of the key. Right wing, Hawkins, bounce pass, low right, Doherty. Skip pass, left side, Wittes, the three is good.
Say what? Brett Doherty is throwing some great passes for some wide open looks for Northwest today.
And Northwest Missouri State in front 44-32.
Back in here.
Off of the right side, Nicholson. Guarded by Wittes. Cross court left for Cooper. Between the legs with the dribble. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Through the lane, to the bucket, and the shot is good. I think we're going to call a foul on the floor first, though, as he went driving the lane. So the wave off the basket. Foul will be on Joey Wittes, and that'll be his third foul. We've got a break in the action with 14:33 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 44, Fort A State 32. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Out of the timeout. Inbound goes left side for Marcus Cooper. Went up with a shot and was fouled. Picking up the foul was Ryan Hawkins. Check this. We're going to give this instead, I believe, on Doherty, rather in Dow. And then Dow picks up the foul. That'll be his first. And Cooper with that bucket now has 13 on the afternoon. And his free throw is off the front of the rim. And Dow with the rebound for Northwest. Kurth across the 10-second line, guarded by Nicholson, with Northwest up by 10. Out front and down. Through the lane. Ball stripped from behind in a foul. This will come up on Fort Hays State. And this foul will go on, I believe, Cooper. Let's see, who they have on the reach. Maybe not Cooper. And it's going to be instead on Kinnaman, and that's his first foul. As Endow goes to the free throw line, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. Dow's first free throw rolls out. He'll have a second. Northwest in front 44-34. Cats led 33-20 at the half. Second free throw too hard by Dow. And the rebound for Hays State. Kinnaman across midcourt left side. Between the circles for Gillum. Right side Nicholson. Now to Cooper out top. Goes back near the 10-second line. Now we'll drive through the lane to the bucket and lays it up and in. He got past and down. 15 points for Cooper, and it's a 44-36 Northwest lead as Fort Hays State inching their way back in this game on the right side and down. Between the circles, Welty. High post right side, Doherty. Doherty looks left for Welty. Now to Doherty, double left. Looks right side, Kurth. Phillips, free throw line, through the lane to the bucket, left-handed layup won't go, but he's fouled, and he should get to the free throw line. Foul will go on Jared Fitzgerald. That will be his second foul. Five team fouls on Fort Hays State, four on Northwest in this second half.
We were talking earlier about Doherty and him throwing some good passes. He's got six assists, and those assists have accounted for a total of 15 points for Northwest because three of those assists have been on three-point shots made by Northwest.
Kurth at the free throw line hits the first. Makes it a 45-36 Northwest lead. And the second one rattles around and out. Northwest struggling a bit at the free throw line in the second half. Kinnaman into the front court off the right side. Works a screen by Gillum. Takes it top of the key with the dribble. Now high post right, Gillum. Turns, faces the basket, wants to drive on Kurth down the lane right side. Runner won't go, coming over to help out. Was in down, coming away with it in down. He'll take it across midcourt left side. 45-36, Northwest Missouri State up. Bearcats blow things up. Florida State getting back on defense. Low left for Gordy. Kicks it right out top the key. There's Huckins with a three-pointer. Will go first with the board on the low post right side. Finds Weltinghouse out top for and down. Northwest to set up the offense again. Kurth, right sideline. Out between the circles, Hawkins. Looks left side on the wing and down. He'll drive the lane. Layup on the left side is good. Scooped it up with his right hand. And now with 14 points, Northwest in front, 47-36. Just under 13 minutes left in this game. Kinnaman, between the circles. Looks left side for Stevens. Now right side, Kinnaman. Bounce pass, low right, Gillum. Into a double team, Cruz team over to help out. They swing it left side for Cooper. Now low left underneath the basketball. Rolls out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Trying to get an inside for Stevens. And couldn't hold on to it. It belongs to Northwest.
Tremendous rotation on defense there by the Cats.
Northwest in front, 47-36. A reminder, today's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing, and Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. 47-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth across the 10-second line, dribbles right side. Again, man-to-man out of Fort Hays State. Both of these teams have played man throughout this afternoon. Kurth gets a screen by Wittes, now finds in down right sideline, low right Wittes. Trying to post up with Nicholson, has right advantage, dribbles into the lane, and there's a buck from behind. Foul coming up on Fort Hays State. Nicholson picks up the foul, and as you might be able to ascertain, not a very popular call by the Fort Hays State fans.
You know, it's a very similar call that we saw happen against Kurt, that cylinder call is what the officials are calling it, but he was too close to the offensive player, and it really looked like good defense by Kurt. That time it looked like pretty good defense by Nicholson, but both of them were called fouls.
And now out front, Kurt dribbles left side. Hooks the pass to the left wing, and down. He drives the lane, kicks the right wing, open, Wittes, three on the way, got it. Nothing but net for Dory. And Dory now with 38 three-pointers on the season, 50-36 Northwest in front. Bearcats as a team have knocked down 7 threes in this game. Kinnaman drives the lane right side, ball knocked loose by Starzl just entered the game. And a whistle, let's see which way they want to go with this. It's going to be on that Dory Starzl, that'll be his first foul. 11:28 left. Northwest trying to rebound after a tough loss to Nebraska Kearney on Thursday evening. Inbound out front left for Gillum. Near the left sideline for Kinnaman, right in front of the Fort Hays State bench. Now to Gillum, left side. Launches the long three, got it. That's his second three of this game. 50-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gillum only had 11 coming into this afternoon's contest. A little bit surprising. He is a very good shooter, but as Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, very good at those mid-range jumpers. Out front, Welty for Northwest. Cats holding on to a 50-39 lead. Now down to the right baseline underneath the bucket. It's caught up in there. Ball loose in the lane and controlled by Wittes. Now to Kirk, cutting through the lane. Just out of his hands as he went through. And what we have here is blocked a little bit by Hawkins standing in front of me along with McCollum, but it's going to be Fort Hays State ball.
Now they called an offensive foul on Kirk, even though he tried to avoid the contact.
So Kurth will pick up his third foul. Hawkins, who is right in front of his court side, will enter the ball game along with Gordy. Northwest right now with Wittes, Welty, Gordy, Hawkins, and Endow. Kinnaman, top of the key. Looks right side, Gillum. Left side pass for Wilson. Dribbles right as they weave it out on the perimeter. With it is Harrington. High post right, Gillum. As the ball knocked loose, Gillum controls, feeds Kinnaman underneath the bucket, tries to go up with a reverse layup on the left side. Bump it as he went up, and a foul on Northwest. Welty picks up his second foul. Kinnaman will be shooting two here. That last foul on Northwest, the 16th foul. Second free, or first free throw is good. That's Kinnaman's first point of the game. Kinnaman Very good offensive player, particularly with assists. He's fourth in the conference in assists this season. He steps up and hits both free throws. Didn't get a start in today's game, but he's one of the first ones off the bench for head coach Mark Johnson. 50-41, Northwest by 9, across midcourt right side and out. Guarded by Calvin Harrington. Off the top of the key. Welty, right side and down, low right with us. Dribbles into the lane. Spins back right side. Up for the shot. He misses. Got a bump and a foul. That's to come up on Fort A State. Now going to Sean Wilson. He picks up his first foul. Sean, one of a number of transfers coming into the program for the Tigers this year. He comes in from Southwestern Community College in Iowa. Wittes to the line for the first time today. And the free throw good. Wittes this year, very good free throw shooter coming into today's action. A 90% shooter at the line. And his second free throw hangs on the rim and rolls out. Shouldn't have said anything about it. 51-41, Northwest Missouri State up by 10. Kinnaman at the top. Looks right side on the wing. Wilson, bounce pass, low right, Gillum. On the baseline, drives past Zendell. As Zendell tries to slide over and cut off the baseline, will pick up the foul. Apparently it's not going to be on Zendell, but now they... Looks like we're going to give this on Withers instead, but it looked like Endow was the one there, but Withers will pick up the foul. That'll be his fourth. 51-41, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 9:49 left in the game. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. And while we were away, the officials came over right next to us where they have the instant replay to check on who the foul was on before the timeout. And it indeed will be on Chrissy Buendell, who picks up his second foul. Gillum at the free throw line hits the first. We'll have a second. And that one's good.
Yeah, associate head coach Austin Meyer, when they saw it was called on Joey Wittes, which would have been his fourth, made sure that he said something to him and asked if they would check that, because it was pretty obvious it was on him down.
51-43, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Bounce pass into lane for Wittes. Brings it back out, top and down. He looks to the right wing. Looks low right side into the right corner for Hawkins. Out and out, drives the lane. Ball tipped out of his hands. Will go out of bounds off of Endow. Getting hand on it was Wilson as Endow went by and it belonged to Fort Hays State. 51-43, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They led by as many as 14 in this game. Fort Hays had an early 3-point lead back in the first half. Into the right corner, Gillum for Fort Hays State. Bounce pass into the lane and a foul. Trying to find Holmes cutting through. And the foul on Northwest, and now Wittes will pick up the foul, and that'll be Wittes' fourth foul. Welty to come in the game, and Dory over to the sideline. 9-10 left, 51-43, Northwest Missouri State in front, as Grant Holmes goes to the line. Eighth team foul on Northwest. One and one opportunity, and the first one by Holmes is good for his first point of the game. Holmes now 31 of 34 at the line this season. Here's the second. Front of the rim, rolls in. 51-45, Northwest with the lead. Perth for the Cats to take them across midcourt, right side and down. Playing the circle, Hawkins. Now left side, Perth. Finds Doherty. Doherty trying to find a cutter. Now will spin to the baseline. Left side on Gillum. Up for the shot and hits it. Banks it in. Fed Doherty with 6 points. Northwest Missouri State at 53-45. And if you're just tuning in, Northwest playing without Justin Fitz, out with an injury from Thursday evening. Not dressed up for today's game. Kinnaman out front, thought about the three. Now goes left side for Wilson. Cross court right side, Kinnaman for the Tigers. Drives the lane, kicks it back to left for Wilson. Through the lane he goes, lays it up, misses it, and Perth with the rebound for the Bearcats. 53-45, Northwest. 8:19 left in the game. Wealthy dribbles out front, hands off to Perth near the 10-second line. Drives the lane left to the basket, lays it up, misses it, gets his rebound on the right side, and a held ball coming down with that rebound. Possession arrow will give it to Fort AC.
That's a really quick whistle. There wasn't much cool possession for very long there. It really looked like Kurth came away with that.
53-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side, Wilson. Cross court, left side for Cooper. Just into the game. Drives the lane left. Brings it out front left. Gillum. Long three over Kurth. Rebound. Tipped underneath the basket. Loose on the floor. And it belongs to Northwest. Hawkins fighting for the board underneath with Cooper. It's off Cooper. And Northwest will go from our left to our right with 7:46 left and a 53-45 lead. Kurth walks it across midcourt. Bring the jump ball circle. And we'll double right side. Goes cross court left. Finds well two steps to the top of the key. High post right four and down. Spins left. Lobs it left side. Pass is stolen away. Picked up by Holmes. Steps in front of the pass. A long pass down the floor. Cooper slams it in. 17 points for Cooper off a slam dunk on the fast break. At the 53-47 Bearcat lead. But Fort AC fans making some noise as they're seeing their Tigers team come back in this game. And down, low left side, Doherty. Into the lane he goes. Spins left, up for the shot off glass. Won't go, and the rebound to Fort AC. Kinnaman across midcourt, through the lane, to the basket. Throws baseline left instead for Cooper. And they'll dribble into the left corner. Out front, left side, Wilson. Looks right side, Kinnaman. Now high post right, Gillum. Turns, fadeaway jumper over Doherty, misses, rebound, and a foul. Cooper came down with a board, I believe. His right arm was hooked by a Bearcat inside, and foul will come up on Northwest. And it looks like Hawkins will pick it up over here second. And with 6:38 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State wants a timeout. 53-47, the Bearcats in front. We'll be back and have more for you right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
4-8 teams outscored Northwest 11-3 over the last 4 minutes and 22 seconds. Bearcat still in front, 53-47. Northwest had a 14-point lead in the first half. They led at halftime 33-20. Fort Hays State. A little bit of momentum here as Marcus Cooper will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw after being fouled before the timeout.
This is where Northwest really needs to start to dig deep. This is where the four games in a week can play a factor in this ball game. Those legs are burning, those legs are tired, but they got to realize they've got a week before their next game, so leave everything on the floor.
Cooper shooting a 1-1, 69% shooter this year at the line. Free throw good. He has 18 points. 3-4 at the free throw line this afternoon. 53-48, Northwest in front. And the second free throw rims around and out, and down with the rebound for the Bearcats. 53-48, Northwest up. 6.5 minutes left in this game from Hays, Kansas. First, ball left for Doherty. Dribbles in the blocks, into the lane, spins on Gillum, up with a shot, good, got it to fall over the rim. Brett Doherty with 8 points, 55-48, Northwest up. Kinman walks across midcourt, right side, hands off to Wilson. And Wilson just going for a travel, kind of bubbled as well, trying to find somewhere to pass to, and he's in that right corner, gets called for the travel, and the turnover give it to Northwest with 6:08 left in the game. 55-48, Northwest in front. Now dribbles to the left wing. Pulls up, goes for left Doherty. Right-handed dribble, out front left. There's Wolfie, the three out the front of the rim. Rebound loose inside, and a foul. They fight for the board. The foul coming up on Fort Hays State. And Kinnaman, I believe, gets called for the foul, so that's his second. Needs to get close to the free throw line.
Now the key for Northwest is you've got to knock down free throws. You've got to take these points. I don't want to call them easy points, but you've got to take these points.
Kurt this year, 86% shooter at the charity stripe. Front end of the 1-1, rims around and out. And a fight for the board and down to get called for the foul. So that did not go well for Northwest. And now picks up his third foul off the missed free throw by Kurth. 10th team foul on Northwest, so two shots coming at the free throw line for Marcus Cooper. Crowd goes quiet as Cooper puts up the free throw. Good. 55-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Cooper with 19 points this afternoon. And his second free throw is short. Rebound Northwest. That's his season high. Had a season high of 17 against Central Christian earlier this year. 55-49, Northwest Missouri State up. Kurth now to Doherty off the left wing, just inside the arc. Dribbles down the lane, into the lane. A shot fake, spins left side, up with a shot, good. Nice spin move around Gillum and got it to fall. Double figures for Doherty, 57-49. Northwest Missouri State in front with 5:26 left. Kinnaman into the front court right side. Dribble top of the key. Pass pass high post right. Gillum. Guarded by Kurth. Down the lane right he goes. Misses the bank shot. Rebound for Northwest and Kurth. A good job defensively for Northwest and Xavier Kurth. 57-49. Northwest up with just over 5 minutes left in the game. Kurth, front court left side, trying to lead it to Doherty, letting too far. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover was a bit of a problem with Pitts out of the game this afternoon. That's the 15th turnover for Northwest. 57-49. Northwest holding on to the lead with 5 minutes left. Kinnaman going right wing. Finds Nicholson, brings it out front, left side, Cooper. Cross court right, Kinnaman. Drives right side to the right baseline, expires his dribble. Trying to find Gillum, Des comes over to pick it up, and a little bit of a bump out front, and the foul will come up on Northwest, and Xavier Kurth will pick up the foul. That's number four on Xavier. Breaking the action, 4:45 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Fort Hays State, 57-49. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller Brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Gillum at the free throw line, shooting two. First one rattles out. Northwest Missouri State in front 57-49 with 4:45 left in the game. We're in Hayes, Kansas. Gillum second free throw off the front of the rim, misses. A rare opportunity where Gillum goes to the line and misses two, an 89% shooter coming into today's game. Bearcats with it in the front court, left side and down. Gives it to Doherty near the left corner. Lots of dribble on Gillum, into the lane, past Gillum, shot fake, up with it with the left hand off the front of the rim, short but a foul, and this should get Doherty to the free throw line. As the Gillum picks up his third foul, and this will get Brett Doherty to the line for the first time at this afternoon. Brett this year, 55% shooter, has two coming his way.
That's where he got to use a little extra legs.
Left-handed shooter, first one rims out. Reminder, today's game underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Pitsenberger Auto Body taking the dents out of accidents. Second free throw by Doherty off the front of the rim. Misses both free throws.
Cats as a team, 6 of 13 at the free throw line.
And in front, 57-49, 4:16 left. Kinnaman to the left wing. Dribbles between the circles. Looks left side for Holmes. High dribble, bounce pass low left, Gillum. Posting up with Wittes this time. Spins, fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. A foul as Wolfie went skying high, fell hard to the floor. Foul, though, coming up on Endell underneath the basket, and Endell will pick up his fourth foul. Northwest getting a few players in foul trouble now. You got Perth, Endell, and Wittes, all with four fouls. Cooper goes to the free throw line to shoot two with 4:02 left. Northwest holding on to a 57-49 lead. They're up by 13 at halftime, had a 14-point lead at one juncture in the first half. Free throw, good. ...57-50, Northwest by 7. Cooper with 20 points this afternoon. His season high. Knee bend, free throw, and good. And coming into this program as a JUCO transfer this year, his career high at 4 days since. 6-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats could use a bucket this trip down. Doherty, left side, guarded by Holmes. Spins to the baseline left as he does. A block foul coming up on Holmes. And Holmes will pick up his first foul. Again, Northwest needs to take advantage of these opportunities when they get to the free throw line. Doherty with 10 points.
It's weird to say, but Northwest is actually shooting just a little bit better from outside the arc than they are at the free throw line. 7 of 13 from three-point range, 6 of 13 at the free throw line.
Doherty will toe the line. Sykes shoots and misses. It seems like free throw shooting sometimes can just be contagious, and if a couple players are struggling, the rest of the team kind of follows.
Well, and with tired legs, free throws get so much harder.
Forty's second free throw, that one's too hard, and the rebound to Fort AC. 3:44 left in the game. Northwest by 6, 57-51. Kinnaman into the front court. Right side, Nicholson. To Kinnaman near the right sideline. Will dribble through the lane. Kicks it in the left corner. Now to drive to the bucket. Left side is Holmes and hits the shot. 57-53. Northwest with the lead. 3:24 left. Turns into the front court. Guarded by Kinnaman. Long bounce pass in the left corner for Wittes. Wittes trying to pivot away from a defender and a foul coming up on Fort A's. And this foul goes on Grant Holmes. Will pick up his second foul. And more free throws for Northwest. 3:14 left, 57-53. Northwest in front. Joey Wittes going to the free throw line. Wittes 1-for-2 at the line defense this afternoon. His first one good. He's got 14 points. Enjoy coming into today's game. A 90% shooter at the line. So this is the guy you'd like to see there. That's the first, second one on the way. Good. Big kick down the floor for Northwest. 59-53. Cats in front. 3:10 left in this one. Kinnaman in the front court right side. Goes left. Cooper with the dribble. Now to Nicholson. Right side, Cooper on the wing. Wants to drive through the lane. Jump stop up with a shot in the lane. Misses the shot. Hits the floor hard. And a foul coming up on Northwest. This one on Wittes. And that's number 5 on Jordan. Joey will go to the sideline with 3 minutes left. Northwest in front, 59-53. Cooper will go to the free throw line to shoot two, but Coach Ben McCollum right in front of us, taking us a lot of time before sending in Wittes' replacement. Ryan Hawkins off the bench, he'll come in for Northwest. Going to be a long 3 minutes left in this one. Northwest holding on to the 59-53 lead.
This will almost feel like a full 40-minute game when you talk about trying to dig deep.
Cooper to shoot two. First one on the way. Rolls in. Just bounced and bounced and bounced on the rim before dropping. He's a 69% shooter this season. But he is 7-10 at the line today. 59-54, Northwest with the lead. Cooper's second free throw rattles around and out. And down with the rebound for Northwest. He'll bring it from our left to our right into the front court. Hands off to Welty. Now to Hawkins between the circles. Left side and down. Now to Doherty. Doherty near the left corner. Drives to the baseline. And as he tried to drive the baseline, foul coming up on Fort A State as Holmes went over to cut it off. And for Grant Holmes, that'd be his third foul. And gets Brett Doherty back to the line.
Doherty's been working his tail off today, especially on the offensive end. He's doing well on the defensive end as well, but he's really worked hard on the offensive side.
Doherty with 10 points. And 6 assists in this game. Left-handed free throw shooter's first one rims out. Starting now 0-5 at the free throw line. 2:44 left. Northwest holding on to a 59-54 lead. Second free throw by Brett. On the way. Hits the front of the rim and bounds in. So Brett got that one to call. 60-54, Northwest in front, 2:44 left. Fort A State rolls the ball all the way into the front court, now picked up by Kinnaman, takes the top of the key. Left wing, drives on Doherty, the bucket, with the left-handed layup, Thanksgiving hits it. And a timeout by Fort A State, 2:36 left in the game. It's a four-point game, Northwest 60, Fort A State 56. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon.
representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
2:36 left, Northwest Missouri State in front by 4 over Fort Hays State, 60-56. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're at the Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas on the Fort Hays State campus. Northwest has led virtually the entire way. Fort Hays State had an early three-point lead, but Northwest led by 13 at the half. They've led throughout this second half, trying to fight off Fort Hays State. Bearcats will face full-court pressure as Northwest will inbound and take it the length of the floor, going from our left to our right. And now, on the baseline, finds Hawkins, who steps out to help out. Takes the inbound and gets it right back to Chris. It'll bring it across midcourt. Northwest cutting out the offense. David Kurtz back into the ballgame. Goes back to Indow left side. Indow puts it by the lane. Bringing through a double team and a foul. And this will go on Fort Hays State. And the foul goes on to Grant Holmes, sliding over to pick up his fourth foul. And this will get Chris Ebu down to the free throw line to shoot two. Now, 71% shooter at the line this season. He's 1-3 at the line this afternoon. First one on the way, too hard. Not making it easy. 60-56, Northwest up.
Cats have given up 11 points at the free throw line, basically.
And now knocks down his second, though, and it's a 61-56 Northwest lead. 2:21 left. Kinnaman picks up the balls and rolls into the front court. Dribbles top of the key. Now we'll drive left, kicks it left wing. There's Cooper, the long three, misses too hard. Double cluster just a bit as he went up with it. And now with the rebound for Northwest. Good defensive stop that trip down. And now walking with it into the front court. 61-56. Northwest in front. 2 minutes left in the game. And now guarded by Cooper. Look full left side, rather high left side for Doherty. He is fouled out on the perimeter now by Holmes. That'll be Grant Holmes' fifth foul. But they stop the clock. That's who they wanted to get to the free throw line if you're for A-State. And this will get Brett Doherty back to the line to shoot two more.
I think Holmes picked up four of his fouls in about the last 3 minutes of game time. It's felt longer than that because, like we talked about, these last few minutes of this game just are creepy.
Just under 2 minutes left. 1:55 left. Doherty going to the free throw line. Brett. Again, with an opportunity to increase the Bearcat lead, and he does. Warren just went over the front of the rim and dropped. 62-56, Northwest in front. Doherty with 12 points. Second free throw, good. Two big free throws by Brett Doherty. 63-56, Northwest. 1:55 left. Aaron Nicholson will bring it across the 10-second line from our right to our left for Fort Hays State. Dribbles right side, down the lane he goes, to the bucket, lays it up and in. 5 points for Nicholson, 63-58. Northwest up with 1:41 left and a timeout. Fort Hays State, we'll be back and have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
1:41 left in the game. Northwest in front, 63-58. One going right down to the wire here in Hays, Kansas. Bearcats in front of Fort Hays State. And again, Northwest will look at full court pressure. Northwest playing without Justin Pitts. He's out with an injury from the Thursday night. Not dressed, so Northwest having to face this full court pressure without their point guard. Kurth will get the inbound and gets it to and down. Long pass to midcourt to Welty. Welty expires his dribble. Hands off to and down. Northwest to set up the offense. 1:33 left in the game. And down. Now to Doherty on the left wing. Brett looks to drive the left baseline. Spins now through the lane. Bounce pass. Baseline for and down. Turns and hits it off the left side. Took off the right baseline and it gets the reverse layup off the left. 65-58 Northwest in front. Kinnaman down the lane left side. Brings it out front. Gillum, 1-3. Takes a high bounce off the back of the rim. Wilty picks away the rebound for Northwest. Finds Kurth. Kurth in the backcourt with the right-handed dribble. Takes it across midcourt. Down the lane right. Bumped as he went driving the lane in the foul line. Kinnaman up for Hayes State. Number 3 on Kinnaman. And this will get Kurth to the free throw line with 1:04 left and a 65-58 Bearcat lead. 6'4 senior of St. Joseph Lafayette. Coming off a 7-point performance Thursday night against UNK. Has 7 points right now. And his free throw makes it 8 as he hits the first. 66-58 Northwest in front. And 1:04 left in this afternoon's game. Second free throw for the right-hander is good. 67-58 Northwest. 1:04 left. Kinnaman at midcourt. Will pick up the ball as it rolls all the way in. Now the clock will start. Kinnaman looks left side. Cooper on the wing. Now down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. And another timeout, 57 seconds left. Northwest up by 7, 67-60. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late-model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville, Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart, and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Waddle and Brian Virtow are the proud supporters of Northwest. 57 seconds left. Northwest up by 7. 67-60 as they lead Fort Hays State and Hays Kansas.
You know, as much trouble as they've had at the free throw line today, the last few trips, they've started to knock them down when it really counts. Had to hit them earlier. Might be a little bit easier trail right about now, but they're knocking them down when it counts, and they're probably going to get at least a couple, two or three more trips to the line here before it's all over with.
Bearcats coming out of the timeout. Hawkins along with Welty, Doherty, Indow, and Kurth. And Northwest once again will face full court pressure. They've handled that full court press well. Indow trying to run the baseline. Gets the inbound to Kurth and it's stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Kinnaman for Fort Hays State. Now right side, long three on the way. Rims running out by Nicholson. Rebound ripped down by Hawkins. Gets an outlet to Doherty and finds in down right in front of the Fort Hays State bench in a double team. He falls to the floor. Whistle coming up. Doherty a little slow to get up by getting a little help from Fort Hays State's Kashawn Wilson. As Doherty now will walk the other end to shoot free throws with 44.9 seconds left.
Yeah, and Dow was in a pretty good trap there, and Hadley came up just a little bit too aggressive on him and knocked him over and then kind of fell on top of him. So, and Dow, he just kind of reached down. It looks like he's rotating that right ankle a little bit. Man tweaked it, but nothing too big.
Wilson picks up his second foul, gets and Dow to the free throw line. Chris eyes the bucket. Free throw good. And down now with 17 points, 68-60. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 44.9 seconds left. Chris's second free throw is good. So he sinks both and gives Northwest the 69-60 lead with 44.9 left. Nicholson will pick up the inbound in front of the timeline. Takes it front court right side. Drives to the bucket, lays it up. Tries to initiate some contact with Wolfie. Backs away, and the layup is good. 69-62 Northwest. Inbound strip loose by Nicholson. Watch the three in the right corner, and it is blocked out of bounds by Endowan. So a couple turnovers off the full court pressure now. But Northwest in front, 69-62, 36.7 seconds left. And Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout. Breaking the action with 36.7 seconds left. Northwest 69, Fort Hays State 62. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. 36.7 seconds left, 69-62 Northwest in front of Fort Hays State. From Matt Gordon and John Coffey, Larry Savine, our studio engineer. And we talked about the final 3 minutes going to take like a whole game. I think it's almost been around 30 minutes.
It's felt like it. Obviously, Hays is sending Northwest to the line, which takes some time. We're seeing both teams pretty much use all their timeouts. I think Northwest has one left. The Tigers are out of their timeouts, and so that's kind of lengthened it a little bit. And Northwest wouldn't have used one right here had they not turned it over on the inbound after the last make for Hays.
West again coming out of the timeout. Wealthy, Kurth, Endow, Doherty, and Hawkins. Fort Hays State breaking out of their huddle on the just down the line from us. And they will inbound in their far right corner. Whitson, the freshman, will inbound. He's a Hays, Kansas native. Trying to inbound over and down. Lobs it all the way to the left side. Leaping up to bring it down is Gillum. Out top of the key. A long three by Nicholson. Misses. Rebound loose on the floor. Chased down by Endow for Northwest with 29 seconds left. And a foul coming up on Fort AC.
I'll tell you what. The desire on Chrissy Buendow's face on some of these plays that he's made in the second half is just... I mean, you know he's going to finish off the play and get what he wants out of it.
Endow will... See, here with 69-62 game, Northwest in front, 29.1 seconds left, and now getting ready to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two dribbles, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. Chris had 13 points and 9 rebounds Thursday against Nebraska Kearney. Now with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Side shoots and hits. So he steps up, hits both free throws. And Northwest Missouri staying in front 71-62. 29.1 seconds left. Nicholson with the inbound into the front court. Down the lane as he drives. Hits the layup. We're going to count it. And the foul on Northwest on Doherty, I believe, as he went driving by. '71-64 Northwest Missouri State in front with 24.5 seconds left, and Nicholson gets to the free throw line. Already picked up his first foul.
The key is getting a good inbound after a make free throw here, and know the pressure is going to come after a miss as well.
Free throw is good by Nicholson, and here comes the full court pressure. Quick inbound goes to Welty. Wealthy double team back to Endow in the backcourt. And a foul coming up on Aaron Nicholson, who went charging after Endow. 19.7 seconds left, 71-65 Northwest. And Chris Endow will have two more free throws coming. He toes the line. Free throw is too hard. Gillum back in for Fort Hays State and Vistum to the sideline. 71-65 Northwest, 19.7 seconds left. And now second free throw rims around and up. And the rebound to Cooper and Fort Hays State. Now Nicholson out front. Dibble's right. Right baseline. Jumper put up and good by Kershawn Wilson. And it's a 71-67 game. Northwest in front. Kurth takes the inbound and is immediately fouled by Cooper. Now with 7.9 seconds left.
Kurth 3 of 5 at the line today, so normally not a bad one to have there either, even on a day when the team as a whole is not shooting free throws well.
Kurth 86% on the season as he steps up. Trying to increase the Bearcat lead with 7.9 seconds left. Mike shoots and misses as it rolls out. 71-67. Kurth back to the line. Three dribbles, spins the ball, eyes the bucket, and the free throw good. Long inbound to midcourt goes to Wilson. Between the legs with the dribble strip loose by Kurth. He comes away with a steal. And it's a breakaway. He'll now just dribble it out with 1 second left. That will end the game. So Kurth gets a big free throw and then the steal to end the contest. And Northwest will pick up the W, 72-67. Northwest with the win over Fort Hays City. We're back to have more for you right after the 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoReAlestate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Back in East Kansas at Gross Coliseum, Northwest Missouri State holds on for the 72-67 win over Fort Hays State. Cats led by 14 in the first half. We're up by 13 at halftime and had to fight off a very good Fort Hays State team this afternoon for the win. Again, 72-67, the final score. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, as we look at the MIAA scoreboard, one game of major interest, that Washburn-Pittsburgh State game. Pittsburgh State was up by 11 at halftime. Washburn came back, had a lead throughout much of that second half. And as we look at the final score, it's Pittsburgh State 76, Washburn 74.
Yeah, I thought when we saw Washburn get about a 6 or 8 point lead there late in the game that they were going to hang on to that one. But got credit Pittsburgh State. They get a big win today, and it turned out to be a big day for the Bearcat men.
Playing without Justin Pitts, they still came out, played well, and picked up the win.
Yeah, absolutely. So a very gutsy performance here today. 4 games in 7 days, no Justin Pitts, and they still get a W.
We're back to begin our postgame as Northwest defeats Fort Hays State 72-67. Back with the postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149.
Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in Ace, Kansas. Northwest men pull out the win over Fort Hays State, 72-67. Again, Northwest had to fight off a Tiger team that played right down to the final buzzer. And again, this is a very good Fort Hays State team and a tough place to come in and play. Just a very good quality win for Northwest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hays, especially when they came out for warm-ups and saw that Justin Pitts was not dressed to play today, you know they had to feel like they had an opportunity. And they fought like they wanted to take advantage of that opportunity right up until the end. And this one was in doubt until inside the last 30 seconds of the ball game, and that's because of the way Hays fought. And, you know, for Northwest, it looked like about the 6.5-minute mark, just under 7 minutes, is about the time where they really had to dig. You could kind of tell, you know, uh-oh, the last week might be wearing on them, and they're going to have to find that next level and pull that up to be able to get the win here today. And to Northwest's credit, they did just that.
There's really kind of an NBA schedule for them in this last week. Four games in the week, and two of them on the road at two places. Pretty tough to go in and play Nebraska Kearney when the Lopers came out and played very well against Northwest Thursday night and defeated the Bearcats. But you have to say a lot about the Bearcats coming back and bouncing back after that disappointing loss. Of course, playing without Justin Pitts today as well. And they just dug down, you said, dug down deep and found a way to come up with a win.
Yeah, you talk about NBA schedule, but not NBA travel, no airplanes. you also have to go to class in between some of those games. And usually in the NBA, your opponent is playing a similar schedule, whereas you look at the opponent today, they had a game against Western Thursday and then today, so they didn't have a similar schedule. So things really did look like they were playing against Northwest today, so even more credit to the Cats for fighting through it.
As we look at the schedule in the NBA, or rather in the MIAA this afternoon, another big game, and Lindenwood defeats Central Missouri 72-63.
Yeah, that's you know, I haven't seen a lot about Lindenwood, but we really thought Central was gonna carry themselves and be in that upper half, and probably still will be. But that's a very interesting score, especially since the fact that it was in Warrensburg.
That it was indeed. And again, Northwest here on the men's side with the win 72-67 over Fort Hays State. We'll be back, have the extra effort award, and much more for you on our post game right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design, Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
72-67, the final score. Northwest with a win over Fort Hays State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat men's basketball coach Ben McComb joins us on the post game. Ben, that's a good win for your team. Again, playing without Justin Fitch, you had some guys step up and really dig down deep this afternoon to help come up with this win.
Yeah, I'd say it was a big win. That was fun. You know, it was kind of how my old teams play. We just, you know, just ugly. 17 turnovers, missed a bunch of free throws, but you know, we just kind of got into a fist fight, and that's. I love coaching when guys compete like that. When guys do the little things like they did today, it makes it more fun to coach. It's unfortunate that it took a Justin injury to get us to do those little things and to play with that hunger, but there's a reason for everything, and that's probably the reason is our guys needed to understand that, you know, you're not doing those things right now. You're winning games, but you're not doing the little things that it takes. You're not playing with a level of hunger, the level of purpose that you need to, and tonight they had to. You know, it's your backs against the wall. Like, you don't have any other choice now. Like, you're not getting bailed out by talent. Like, you don't have any other choice. You have to do the little things. You have to do everything that we tell you to do, or you will not win this basketball game. And probably the most proud I've been of a team this season, you know, just especially this season, just their resiliency, just, you know, the toughness it takes to win this game. When the run was against us, we kept missing free throws. We kept doing those things. They stuck with it and believed. When Justin's in the game, a lot of times if a team makes a run at us, we put our head down because they're not supposed to, because we're supposed to beat them by 30. And that's not always the case. And so hopefully we learned more from this game than we have any other game this season, and hopefully we can take it into next week.
I think what makes this game even more impressive, just the fact that you've had four games this week, two of them on the road. You got to know that they have to be a little bit tired coming into today, and they were able to dig down deep and just pull out this win with that in mind as well.
Yeah, they fought. You know, again, that's, they worked exhausted. You know, there was a point in the second half, about halfway through, I'm like, uh-oh. We're getting a little tired. But, you know, again, we sat down and we guarded. I thought defensively we were excellent. Kept putting them to the free throw line there late. Needed to make sure we don't, you know, guard us out fouling. And then, you know, you hit a few free throws and it's probably not even close. You know, if you just shoot 70%. So, yeah, it's just, I'm really proud of our guys. I'm really proud of their performance. And you know, it's just an awesome, awesome game to be a part of, awesome game to coach. And, you know, this is the team that we have. That's what I just, I can say it. I say it to our guys, so I'm blue in the face. I mean, I go into the Kearney game. I said, guys, you're the best team in the country. You know, the first thing I said to them pregame, you're the best team in the country. You know, it's like, I just try to, guys, you got to understand how good you are. And you know, hopefully they do. Hopefully they understand why they're good, though, and it's because of their hearts and their toughness and stuff like that. But we'll see. We'll see if this translates. This game does nothing for us if it doesn't translate into future success.
All right, when you look at stats out of this, too, a couple guys that have been there all year long, but, yeah, Indow steps up, has 14 rebounds to go along, 20 points. Then you look at Doherty. Doherty ends up 13 points, but also 7 assists. He did such a great job today working the ball around and finding the open guy offensively.
Oh, yeah, they were having a heck of a time down there guarding him. You know, he's gotten better. I think he got to where you know, guys will walk under him when he shoots layups sometimes, and when they do that and it's not called, it's really hard for him to make the shot. And he's a rule follower. And when you're a rule follower and you feel like it should be a call, which sometimes it is, sometimes it shouldn't, not questioning the officiating, when you feel like it should be a call, it drives you crazy. And then it affects you later and later and later and later and later until eventually you're not a very good player. And I thought tonight he played through some physicality, which you're going to have that in the post. And so, you know, he kept his attitude, kept his cool, and knocked down some free throws. I told him on those last two, I said, Brett, I want you to miss these two. I honestly, I want you to make it more difficult on us, and I want to get a stop, and I want to just keep stopping them. I'm like, just miss them. And I think it hopefully calmed him down. I don't know if that's the reason he made him, but I'm like, I really don't care. Just miss him. You haven't made any anyway.
So kind of had a big sigh of relief after that first one went down, it looked like.
Holy cow. And he makes them in practice. If he misses that first one, it gets in his head. But he did good. He's a good player.
Well, and again, stepping over Justin on the sidelines. Now you get by this game. You've got a week to kind of rest a little bit, get ready to go for the home stretch here with Missouri Western next Saturday. And I would imagine you kind of feel like the bye coming up in the middle week here comes at a good time for you.
Absolutely. Well, because we'll get Justin back. That'll help. And, you know, and so with our renewed sense of urgency and Justin back, I would assume that would translate into us hopefully you know, springboarding from here, and we're gonna, you know, we're gonna compete. We're gonna keep getting better and see what we can do against Missouri Western.
And obviously, a lot of basketball left to be played this year. But just doing a little scoreboard watching here, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Pittsburgh State coming back to defeat Washburn 76-74, handing the Ichabods their first conference loss of the year. So got a little bit of help today as well, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's tough to go on the road, and you know they've had the benefit of a lot of home games to start the season too. Which always helps early in the season where we've been on the road quite a bit. So it'll all catch up one way or the other, and the team that's supposed to win the league will win the league. But obviously we're going for it, and you know, we're going to fight for it.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Reminder that Coach McCollum's post-game interview underwritten by Bowling Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bowling Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. We're at 800-292-6546. We'll be back with extra effort award more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in East Kansas at Gross Coliseum, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 72-67. Rejoined by Matt Gorder. Time for our extra effort award. And looking at a guy who played well and battled hard inside today in Brett Doherty.
Well, we always see a lot of assists out of Justin Pitts. And with Justin out, you know, you got to pick that up somewhere. So Brett took it upon himself today to do that. He had 7 assists. And of his assists, it accounted for 17 points for the Cats. So you combine that with his 13 points that he had. He was a part of 30 points, 5 of 7 shooting today. I saw him just a minute ago, and I said, so after today, how long do you think it's going to take you to catch Justin in the assist category? And he kind of chuckled. He goes, oh, no, I mean, I have. But he goes, you know, when you got that many weapons, it just makes it easy, and that's kind of the case. You know, he did a great job of the inside-out look, you know, and there were 3 threes off of assists that he had where he caught the ball down inside. You saw Hayes kind of creep down because they knew he can score inside, and he found the open man out on the perimeter, and they were knocking him down.
So, again, Brett Doherty, our extra effort award winners. We look at the rest of the totals out of this. Northwest as a team shot 66% from the field, 23 of 35. They were 7 of 13 from three-point range, 53%. And at the free throw line, just 57.6%, 19 of 33. At the free throw line for a team that's third in the conference this year in free throw shooting, just under 77% as a team, just kind of struggled from there this afternoon, but really on the season doing very well at the free throw line. Turnovers for Northwest ended up with 17 turnovers compared to 13 for Fort Hays State, and as we look at totals for Northwest individually, 20 points for Chris Ebu and Dow, then 13 for Brett Doherty, 12 for Ryan Welty, who got the start in place of Justin Pitts this afternoon, 15 points for Jory Wittes before fouling out, 10 points for Xavier Kurth, who also had 4 rebounds and a couple of steals and a block shot today as well. So overall, good performance out of the Bearcat men as they pick up some ground on Washburn today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Big day for Northwest so far.
Fort Hays shooting 48% from the field, 27% from three-point range, and 72% from the free throw line. Some of the totals for Fort Hays, they had 3 players in double figures, led by Haley Gillum with 18 points. And when you look at Gillum overall, he kind of balanced it out between both halves there. He's a tough inside-out type of guy, but Northwest shut him down in the last 3 minutes or so of the game, I think, when they really needed to quiet him down.
Yeah, and the way he shoots the ball, he kind of brings his shoulders back as he's shooting. Some of them are fadeaways, but at the very least, he's avoiding the defender, which makes it real hard to defend it and block his shot. But yet, Northwest, still able to keep him from being a huge major factor in this game today.
Final score, 72-67, Northwest over Fort Hays State. Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes to DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarysvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, as we wrap things up, a reminder of this segment, underwritten by Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. I'm Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, good win for the men here this evening as they won this one 72-67. On the women's side, just a tough one today as Fort Hays defeated Northwest women 75-46. And just a very, very tough start to that game that proved to be the difference.
Yeah, and it was going to be Northwest was going to need a perfect start to the game to be able to be in this one today, as physically and mentally challenging as the double overtime game was against Carnley, mainly because they played well enough to win that game and had some calls not go their way, and that's what kept them from winning that game. So that mental drain, I think, is the biggest thing. So when Fort Hays State got out to a really fast start today, there was it was going to be tough to overcome that.
I'd say the bye week's coming at a good time for both of these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some rest, obviously, chance to get Justin Pitts a little more. Get him healthy, you know, from the concussion, and, you know, just trying to get some rest to get ready for the push that is the last part of the MIAA season.
Yeah, Missouri Western, the opponent next Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Arena. It's a whiteout day. We're encouraging people to wear white T-shirts to the game and make it a spectacle there. And that'll be a fun afternoon. Always when Missouri Western comes in, there's a little bit of a special atmosphere, and that'll be a lot of fun next Saturday.
Yeah, organization day, too. So all the organizations on campus are encouraged to come and be the loudest organization there. And that's been kind of a fun competition to watch over the years, too. So hopefully there's a lot of organizations that come out and show their Bearcat pride.
Well, both of those games for you next Saturday afternoon, 1:30 tip-off for the women and 3:30 for the men area time, 1:10 with the pregame again next Saturday, Northwest and at Missouri Western. Again, here, Northwest on the men's side defeats Fort Hays State 72-67 as the Bearcat men go to 16-2 and now 8-2 in the MIAA. Fort Hays State falls to 12-6 and 5-4 in a conference play. Thanks for everyone involved with our broadcast. Our studio engineer, Kyrie Devine, also Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Hayes, Kansas.